No place called home. Exposing the truth on Tower FM.
This week, we're looking at homelessness in Bolton and Bury. Yesterday, we heard from Jenna, who started living on the streets at 21.
Just after my 21st birthday, I declared bankruptcy and began sleeping rough shortly after that.
Today, we're bringing the issue closer to home.
No place called home. A Tower FM new special.
John used to be a traffic warden. After being made redundant, he lost everything and has been here living under this bridge for 2 years. It's cold, damp, smelly, and the walls are covered in graffiti. He told us he once had his belongings stolen and now sleeps with everything wrapped around his arms inside his sleeping bag.
I could feel this movement at the side of me, and when I woke up, my old door was gone, but it was too late by the time I'd woke up properly, gone. Prior to that, I had a pair of boots stolen. So I had to walk across Manchester on a Sunday morning with no dust in my socks, you know, avoiding pools of vomit and broken glass. I don't think it's people that are homeless that's doing it. It's just bravado and, no, let's urinate on this homeless guy here, you know, or let's set fire to him, or let's vomit on him, or let's pinch his stuff. And, I mean, even children don't carry on like that. It's just craziness.
No place called home on Tower FM.
According to official figures from the council, there's only 4 people sleeping on the streets of Bolton and Bury. But being homeless also means those living in sheltered accommodation or even sofa surfing. According to the homeless charity Barnabas, this would bring the total figure closer to 800.
Each council has an outreach where they walk the streets for a certain area and count people who are rough sleepers. Now, if you see someone on a bench who's obviously homeless, if they're not asleep, they're not counted as a rough sleeper.
But the urban outreach team have told Tower FM their figures are accurate.
We have a fairly good idea of who's rough sleeping because we have a night shelter that people come to, and we are aware of all of those folks. And then anybody else that's rough sleeping who is spotted is referred to us, so the police wouldn't arrest somebody who's rough sleeping in Bolton. They'd refer them across to us. Any agency would do the same. And we connect it to the No Second Night Out, which covers the whole of Greater Manchester, as far as I know. And we would get referrals from anybody who's seen somebody who's rough sleeping in the borough of Bolton.
Tomorrow, we'll be challenging stereotypes.
They're on the streets because the drug is a drink.
Dirty, smelly, drug addicted.
No place called home. A Tower FM new special. Find out more and listen again at towerfm.co.uk.